Thanks for listening to a Juggling Mum podcast. I'm Rachel, a mother of four kids ranging from 1 to 7 years. I know all about juggling the family's education, health, finances, the kids' after-school activities, housework and a home business. Time management is crucial, organisation a must, and routines keep me on track. Join me while I discuss topics especially for us juggling mums. You can find my previous podcasts by following the links at www.ajugglingmum.com, or you can search for A Juggling Mum in iTunes, Yahoo Podcasts, Odeo, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, Digital Podcast and Podcast.net. Hi, and thanks for joining me for this week's podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about potty training, podcast reviews, book club suggestions, how to hold a successful garage sale, time management for the juggling mum, and Easter. So please stay tuned. You'll have to forgive me if I sound a little bit nasally this week because I've got the flu. The whole family has it, unfortunately. But we're all starting to get over it, which is a good thing because we've got the Easter school holidays starting at the end of the week. Now, I've had a little bit of a break from this podcast due to my children breaking my microphone. But I have a new mic now, so hopefully the quality of the podcast is not too bad. I guess I'll find out when I play this back. So to make up for me missing a week, I've got a lot lined up for this podcast. Hopefully it'll be a little bit longer than my normal 30 minutes. So let's get into it. My kids' bedrooms were a real mess. I've been a little bit slack about getting them to keep their rooms clean and tidy lately, and I knew that it was going to be a huge task for such little kids. So I made cleaning up their rooms into a game. I made them each a checklist with tasks and checkboxes. It included make your bed, pick up books, pick up clothes, pick up toys and pick up rubbish. You can also add other things like pick up pencils or pick up school things. My girls had so much fun tidying up their rooms. After each task was done, they called Inspector Mummy and I came and inspected what they'd done and told them that they could tick that task off. They've already asked if they can play the bedroom cleanup checklist game again next weekend, so I think it was a hit. I'll add the checklist to the website for you to print up and use. I feel like everything is in chaos at the moment. I think I've been spending too much time on the computer. I haven't been doing my routines and I haven't been watching what I eat and I haven't been exercising. So it's time to start it all again. It doesn't help that I have the flu at the moment, but I'm determined to start again. Before I get on the computer in the morning, I'm going to start making the beds, washing the dishes, hanging out the washing and putting another load on, and doing the vacuuming if it needs it. Then my nighttime routine is going to be to put a load of washing on and put the dry dishes away. So hopefully I can get that working and then I won't feel so chaotic. I just weighed myself and I weigh 75.5 kilos, which is not too bad as I thought. Well, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. Before I lost a few kilos in February, I weighed 76 kilos. So I've gained a little bit, but not as much as I thought I had. So that's good news for me. I'm going to keep all the junk out of the house, which is going to be a little bit tricky considering school holidays are coming up and it's Easter time. But Rob and I have converted to Coke Zero, which I don't really mind, so that's better than at least drinking the full-strength Coke. I need to start eating smaller meals, and that way I can boost my metabolism. So that's my goal for this week. Join Join me, a juggling mum, each day for a 15-minute task to keep your home comfy, cozy and clean. You can find my previous podcasts by following the Comfy Cozy Clean House podcast links at www.ajugglingmum.com or look for me in iTunes. This week I found another article by Zara Feeder. This one is called Potty Training, Not for the Faint of Heart. I found this article at www.articleinterchange.com. Sarah is a 41-year-old wife and mother of three children. She spent many years as a manager in the corporate world and gave it all up to be a stay-at-home mum. Sarah says, "If you've determined that your child is ready for potty training, it's time to take the plunge. It's not easy, but don't despair. Your child will master potty training sometime before kindergarten. It's important to make sure you're ready too, because potty training requires a lot of commitment on the part of the mum. First, you need to make potty training a project. If your child is really ready and you make the commitment to focus on it, many children can be trained in about a week. But you've got to stay on top of it and to make it go quickly. Here are some tips to help you out. Use the timer. Tell your child that when the bell rings, it's time to race to the potty. Then set the timer for 20 minutes. When the timer goes off, race to the potty with the child and see if she can go. If not, set the timer for another 20 minutes and try again. As you determine the right interval, you can wait longer between alarms. But 20-minute intervals is a good place to start. Not only does this make it a game for you and your toddler, it ensures that you won't forget to ask if she needs to go to the potty. Success breeds success here. If she can go for a long time without wetting her diaper, it will encourage her to remember. But at first, you've got to remember. Offer rewards. Offer some sort of reward every time your child goes to the potty. Double it if she tells you she needs to go and then actually goes. Every success should be wildly celebrated. We do our happy dance, sing our song and get stickers each time and every time. Let the little one go naked. This tactic works best for those without carpet. The child will really get the picture about how potty training works if she has an accident while wearing nothing on the bottom. It can be messy, but you'll probably find that it really speeds up the process. It seems to work especially well with girls, as they really don't like the feeling of wetness. The most important aspect of potty training is diligence. There are lots of tools that can help you, like books and dolls with their own potty, but the number one factor in succeeding quickly is to simply make potty training a priority. So get prepared. Plan ahead of time to make this week potty training week and then stick to the plan. Stay home as much as possible to make potty training easier. Before you know it, you'll be kissing those diapers goodbye. And again, that was an article by Sarah Vida, and it was from www.articleinterchange.com. My website is now up and running, so come and visit me at www.ajugglingmum.com. I've been listening to quite a few new podcasts lately. I still haven't found any other Australian mums with podcasts, but I'm still looking. One podcast that I've found is quite interesting is Time Management Secrets with Ruth Klein. Ruth's podcast description is, "The Time Management Secrets podcast is here to balance your work life, your family life, your personal life and your love life, and how to get the most out of each day." Ruth has 9 podcasts up in iTunes so far. To listen, you can do a search for Time Management Secrets with Ruth Klein in iTunes, or you can go to her website at www.ruthklein.com. Another interesting podcast is Introduction to Scream-Free Parenting. Scream-Free Parenting is a new principle-based relationship approach that inspires parents to be calm, cool, and connected with their kids. You can find the podcast on iTunes by searching for Scream-Free Parenting, or you can go to the website at www.screamfree.com. And those links will be on my website if you'd like to take a look at them. If you have found any podcast that you enjoy listening to, please send me an email to rachel@ajugglingmum.com and let me know all about them. I'd love to review them. As I told you in my last podcast, I've added a link to my website to a great podcasting tutorial which I use to get my podcasts started. If you're interested in getting a podcast up and running but have no idea how to go about it, I recommend this tutorial. It's a step-by-step guide on how to podcast, including getting started, marketing, improving sound quality, making money, and much more. It's a free podcast tutorial that will take your podcast from concept to launch and fast for no cost. I'm really interested in hearing other Australians, especially other Australian mums podcasts. So if you think you can do it, give it a go and make sure you send me a link to your podcast and I'll advertise it here on my podcast. I'd like to launch our very own Juggling Mum book club and I'm looking for some suggestions on great books to read. I'd prefer that we discussed books on topics related to parenting and mums in particular, but if you've read any great novels, then you are welcome to suggest them. You can either send me an email to rachel@ajugglingmum.com with book club in the subject line, or go to the forum at www.ajugglingmum.com and leave your suggestion there. Remember, a juggling mum has a U instead of an O for mum. Do you want to receive an email to let you know when I have a new podcast up and ready to listen to? Do you want to talk to other juggling mums? Well, join my Yahoo group. You'll find Yahoo groups at groups.yahoo.com. Type juggling mum into the search tool and you'll find our group. Or you can follow the links on my blog. Come and join us. We'd all love to hear from you. Is your home or garage cluttered with stuff you don't use anymore? Do your children have too many toys, most of which they no longer play with? Would you like to earn a little bit of extra money for your family? If so, you might want to think about having a garage sale. Garage sales take work and planning, but I have a few tips that will help to make sure your sale is a successful one. Ask friends, family or neighbours if they'd like to participate in a group sale. You'll increase your chances of attracting buyers by the increase in the selection of your goods. You can split the cost and the work of advertising the sale. Advertise, advertise, advertise. Don't expect people to just find you. Real bargain hunters start checking the newspaper early and plan their route. Most newspapers have weekend garage sale advertising at lower costs than normal fees. You'll want to make sure that you're included in this section of the paper the day before and the morning of your sale. Make sure you include the following information: date and time of your sale, your street address, if it's a group sale, and if you're in a rural area, offer directions, a landmark that your home is near, or the colour of your house. A brief list of the specific items you'll be selling, such as baby clothes, toys, art and craft supplies, large appliances, or furniture. Make your road signs as simple as possible. Use a big, bright coloured sheet of cardboard. Yellow is a great colour to use. Write "garage sale" in big, thick black letters with an arrow pointing in the direction of your street and your address underneath. Don't try to put too much information on the sign. If there's too much information, people won't be able to read the sign as they drive by. Make sure you have lots of small notes and coins to make change with. It'd be terrible to lose a sale just because you don't have the right change. Put a price sticker on everything. Then you won't have to answer, "How much do you want for this?" 100 times a day. Also, if you get busy, people will be able to get along without your assistance. If you don't have time to price everything, you might want to get coloured stickers and allocate a price to each colour. Make sure you make up a number of signs with the coloured stickers and their corresponding price for your customers. You can then use white stickers to label anything that you don't have a coloured sticker for. Another idea is to place things on tables by price. If you're selling CDs, books or anything you have a lot of, post a discount for multiple purchases. Not many people will buy dirty things. You'll want to clean and fix the items you place in your sale. Load the dishwasher with all the glassware you plan to sell and you'll be amazed at how much more appealing it becomes when it's all sparkly. If something is in need of minor repair, repair it. For leather items like handbags and shoes, buff them up with some leather cleaner. Run your clothing through the wash, then neatly hand press or run a hot iron over them to make them more appealing. Dust furniture, vacuum upholstery and clean spots off furniture. If you're selling any electrical items, make sure that you have a PowerPoint handy so your customers can test them. Set up as many tables as possible outside. Make sure everything you put out is clean and in good shape. Keep your tables tidy and things organised. Place attractive items where they'll be clearly visible from the street. Avoid putting items in boxes on the ground. Not too many people will want to bend over or kneel down to dig through a box. Although, putting toys down on the ground on a sheet at the kids' level is a good idea. Kids will be able to pick out stuff for their mum and dad to buy for them. Hang clothes such as dresses, suits, skirts, jumpers, jackets, and coats up on a rack. Put the bigger stuff towards the front, or otherwise make sure they can be clearly seen. Many people do drive-bys to see if it's worth the effort of getting out of the car. As you sell numerous items, rearrange your sale so it doesn't appear that what's left is just the leftovers. Drive-bys won't stop, and you'll get more customers trying to talk your prices down. Set up the most you can the night before, if you have a garage, and get to bed early and be up early. Have plastic shopping bags handy for anyone that purchases a few small items. Don't budge on your price too early in the morning. You'll have lots of opportunities to sell the good stuff at the price you want. You can always mark it down later. For safety, have a fully charged mobile phone handy. Place signs on all doors stating that they are no entry. If someone asks to use the toilet, direct them to the local store or service station. You don't want strangers wandering through your home. Use a money belt and keep at least $50 of change on hand. Cash boxes are way too easy to steal. Keep high-ticket items closer to the house where you can keep an eye on them. Set up tables outside the garage so you can be seen easily from the street. Don't leave children or teenagers alone. Make sure that there's at least two adults always present and visible. Most of all, have fun. Donate anything that doesn't sell to a local charity, and don't forget to go and take your road signs back down after the sale is finished.
Come back and join me for part 2 of the Juggling Mum podcast.